From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The president held another meeting with the Democratic leadership of the Congress today at the White House. NPR's Maura Liasson reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid were back at the White House again today, the second time in as many days. This time, they were discussing the economy with the president and specifically what can be done to boost job growth. The unemployment rate is heading to 10%, a perilous number for a party entering midterm election season. The Democrats are considering a number of options: extend unemployment benefits, expand the food stamp program, and tax credits for job creation. And tax credit has the benefit of being supported by Republicans as well as some Democrats. Republicans have been hammering the White House for failing to fix the economy with the stimulus package it passed earlier this year. The White House says without that package, things would have been worse, and many economists agree. But that's a difficult argument to make to voters who are out of work, particularly in an election year. Maura Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
According to congressional budget experts, the price tag of the Senate Finance Committee's proposed health care overhaul plan will be $829 billion over the next 10 years. The Congressional Budget Office also said today projects the latest version of the bill would cover roughly 94% of Americans, reducing the rolls of the uninsured by 29 million by 2019. That new cost estimate is good news for Democrats since it means Finance Committee Chair Max Baucus can call his committee together for a final vote on the legislation, paving the way for a vote in the full Senate. In Detroit, at least five people were injured after crowds inundated a convention hall where applicants hope to receive federal assistance for rent and utility payments. Member station WDET Quinn Kleinfelder reports.
An estimated 15,000 people lined up in and outside Cobo Center for applications to gain a portion of roughly $15 million federal dollars provided to help people who are homeless or soon could be. But people like this man, who gives his name only as Wayne, say they mistakenly thought they would receive cash on the spot.
When I first got here, I thought Obama was here because of the crowd. They treat Detroit people like crap, as far as I'm concerned. All this chaos is just a sign of what Detroit is like. Bunch of chaos.
City officials say they will offer another round of applications if more federal funding becomes available. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Despite urging from the administration that millions of Americans should be vaccinated against swine flu, including children, there were signs of resistance to the effort. A new Associated Press poll finds roughly a third of parents have said they do not want their children vaccinated amid questions about possible side effects and doubts about the severity of the outbreak. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 5 points to close at 97.25. The Nasdaq closed up 6 points today. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained 2 points. This is NPR News. House Republicans have tried again and failed again in an effort to oust New York Democrat Charles Rangel from his position as chairman of the powerful Ways and Means Committee. The House today voted 246 to 153 to refer a resolution to remove him to a House Ethics Committee instead for a long-term investigation. The congressman has faced allegations of financial impropriety, including failure to pay taxes on investment income and failing to report assets and income on congressional financial disclosure forms. Photographer Irving Penn has died. He was one of the last century's most influential photographers, whose restraint and technical skills were cherished by art museums and fashion magazines. Penn died at his home in Manhattan. He was 92 years old. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports.
Everything fell into order before the lens of Irving Penn. A skull became sculptural. A wet, wilted flower is groomed as a gown on the cover of Vogue. Penn's work crisply contrasted patterns and textures, be they the smooth beads and explosive headdress on a New Guinea tribesman, or the drape of a dotted silk dress on a model stretching long, long legs across a checkered linoleum floor. Penn wanted at first to be a painter, but his ambitions changed when he started to work at Vogue magazine in the early 1940s. He went from designing front covers to photographing them. He became the longest-employed photographer at the magazine's publisher, Condé Nast. Irving Penn once said, "A good photograph communicates a fact, touches the heart, and leaves the viewer a changed person for having seen it." Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Crude oil futures ended the day lower. Crude was down $1.31 a barrel, ending the session at $69.57 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.